Peter Knorr.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
That bitch!
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
You know, Buzz, I didn't find one really quick tape here.
Yeah.
We talked the other day about how Kathy C. Gifford is coming back to the Regis show.
Oh, boy.
For a one-day, like, 20th anniversary, and they asked Regis his comments on working with both Kelly and Kathy Lee on the same day.
Oh, very good. I'd like to hear what he had to say.
I got a couple of C's.
Enough said, Regis. Uh-huh.
What was that, Regis?
I got a couple of C's.
Couple of C's.
Somebody give me a C.
A little C sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Hi there. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Curly.
Yes, maybe a royal wedding will make the final days of the Bush administration more fun. The White House has announced Jenna's engagement to Henry Hager of Richmond, Virginia, the tobacco Hagers.
What about the vagina?
No date has been set. Jenna and her mom have been writing a book together. The other twin is still on the loose.
You said he's a tobacco guy?
Yeah, his family is a big tobacco. His dad, a big Republican in the South.
Oh, big tobacco. Well, congratulations.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Is she the blonde? That bitch!
Is she the blonde one?
No, she's the black one.
Everybody can suck it.
They try to keep that quiet.
They must be fraternal twins.
5 minutes of noise where there was silence before came from a mine in Utah where six miners are trapped last night. Quoting a government mine official earlier today, we're not sure what it means. Don't read too much into this, but it's a sign of hope. This evening, he's not so sure. He says the noise could have been water or an animal or someone even walking on the surface above. But the location of this new noise has caused rescuers to move to a new spot for drilling that fourth hole. The miners became trapped 10 days ago.
And I know you're talking about a very serious story, but kids, hi, it's Don. When it comes to sex, don't ever drill the fourth hole.
Then you've gone too far.
Thanks.
That is taboo.
Yeah! It's where everyone draws the line.
Sure.
This morning, it started to rain along the Texas coast from Aaron, which is now, this evening, just a tropical depression again.
That's Aaron, Buzz.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron Rents.
I rent. Hello. I'm Aaron.
Aaron.
I'm Aaron Spelling.
No longer with us. What a shame.
I thought you were Hank Aaron.
I'm Hank Aaron.
Henry Aaron.
I'm Hank Aaron.
Aaron.
Hello.
The rain is not chasing Amarillo's Matt Sandlin off the beach. Quoting him, unless I see a shark or a whale go flying by, I'm good. The National Guard, meanwhile, is standing by. Hurricane Dean, on the other hand, is headed almost due west off the path that runs south of Cuba.
I think we should all watch the Weather Channel for only one reason.
Oh, that's right. It's time again.
I turned it on last night. And I saw one of those, like, you can trust us promos.
Right.
And it was that tool that we've talked about for so long.
Jim Cantore?
Yeah. And he goes, you know, we're heading into hurricane season. And he's looking right into the camera. It's done like by an agency. It's on film, not on video. And he goes, and I want you to know, whether it's Florida, Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, if it's there, I'll be there first.
Uh-huh. Cantore.
And if there is a God, he will be blown away like in the Wizard of Oz when the house goes away.
Wouldn't that be something? And that it would make him immortal, and we'd sit there and be looking at Jim Cantore tapes being washed out to sea forever.
Wouldn't it be great if the house fell on him and he had those legs like the Wicked Witch?
I would be hoping for storm surge. I'm Jim Cantore. I seem to have underestimated this storm surge.
Oh, my God, Alexandra.
Jim Cantore.
Well, although Dean is about to make landfall in Guadalupe, it could swing back up into the Gulf next week.
Hello, this is Dean. I'd like to tell everybody I have no intention of going anywhere near the continental United States. What I'm going to do is I'm going straight to the Yucatan Peninsula. So you can all just cool your jets. It's all cool. Dean ain't going to mess with you.
I love Dean.
Thank you very much. Now, I got to go to the couch.
And this hurricane season, which lasts till November 30th, is expected to be busier than average, with as many as 16 tropical storms, 9 of which are likely to become hurricanes.
I'm going to hit the Yucatan Peninsula like a big old pizza pie.
I'm Dr. Steve Lyons. I've not slept in 5 days sitting at this desk.
Ask because you're tracking me. You with the big old light bulb head. Are you the guy with the light bulb head?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, watch out for Hurricane Dean. Whoa.
The price of food is going up a lot and fast.
No!
I know, Rob. Sure.
Sorry, Fatso.
God, I love to eat food.
I know. The overall food price increase is just 4%, but the percentage increases on staples like milk and eggs are up by double digits. Egg prices are up by more than a third over this time last year.
Oh, no.
Milk's up 22%. Bread up nearly 9%.
Not mother's milk.
We pay. It's about the same. We paid the higher.
No, it's not. It's only $2 a gallon.
Oh, you've priced it.
Yeah.
You've been online.
You got to find the right mothers.
We paid the higher gas prices because we can't live without it. And now, because of the higher gas prices, we're paying more for food, which we also can't live without.
I'm reminded of what the great William Shakespeare once said.
What did he say?
Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner, fudge is made.
Wonderful play. One fantastic.
Great man. Understood. Misunderstood.
Sonnet right. number 47.
Yes, from the play Left It in the Bed.
The president was surprised last week by poll results showing Americans unhappy with the economy. He chalked this up to a lack of optimism because of the ongoing war in Iraq. Our saving grace, that prices on the stuff we buy for fun.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Okay, thank you.
Good to know.
Have a good wedding.
Prices on the stuff we buy for fun, like cameras, electronic gear, that kind of thing, those prices have been falling. Clothing prices have been falling as well.
Good. That's why I'm having an iPod for dinner tonight.
Yum, yum.
Enjoy. McDonald's has taken quite a beating in recent years, some of it perhaps deserved, some of it not. So it only seems fair to tell you about Mary and Lee Humphrey. They live in a town called Eastbourne in southern England.
Yeah.
They went to McDonald's for the first time when they arrived there 17 years ago. And they've been going there nearly every day since. Even through Britain's mad cow scare, they kept going. Today, the Humphreys are in their 80s, and they are not dead or even fat. In fact, the Humphreys are slim and healthy and happy.
Come on, get out of my restaurant!
They say their McDonald's is clean and friendly with a lively, youthful atmosphere.
Did you ever think we'd go across the pond to get our French fries? Say, where's that Ricky Gervais? Where's Posh Spice?
Yeah, boy, I'd like one of those Elvis peanut butter cups with banana flavor.
I would like to bend it like Beckham.
He bent it last night. Did you see that?
Yeah. David Beckham.
Yeah, he curved it into the goal.
He's so skinny.
With his bad little ankle.
Little AIDS boy.
Boy, he's skinny, but I could eat him.
And look for a guy named Ronald the next time you hear, hey, there's glass in my food. 49-year-old Ronald.
I would eat Ronald McDonald if he was made out of hamburger.
Oh, an entire ground beef Ronald.
Did you ever consider if the Hamburglar was real and you could eat him?
Oh, made out of chocolate or something. Put bananas on that.
I would eat Wendy.
Okay. Why don't we leave it at that?
49-year-old Ronald Ivano and his wife Mary have been nailed for an insurance scam. In the late 90s and into this decade, they hit about 20 different restaurants in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island area.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
We had the glass. The glass was really in our products.
Here's what this couple did. They would put broken glass into their own restaurant food, and then they would eat it. Then they would go to the hospital using a fake name, social security number, and ID card to get thousands of dollars in settlements from the restaurant's insurance companies. Over 8 years, they reportedly filed claims worth over $200,000, and they have $100,000 in unpaid medical bills.
Did you ever eat an entire sliding glass door?
Yum, yum. I feel for these people. I think everybody deserves a second chance. So, electrocute them.
Well, almost as good. Ron is now facing 100 years in prison, but with all those shards of glass in his system, anything could happen. You just want to taste.
It hurts when I pee.
Oh. I bet.
Oh, man. It's not supposed to come out this side.
Like a BB gun.
Yeah.
You just want to taser people sometimes, and that's the scary thing about making tasers more available. Say hello.
Taser.
To the new C2 stun gun from Taser International of Scottsdale, Arizona. There it is.
Taser.
It's a beauty. fits in your hand like an electric razor, comes in pink, silver, blue, or black pearl, and it delivers 50,000 volts of brainwave interrupting electricity. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Marketed to them, certainly. And now it fits in her purse for around $350.
Is this the kind of taser that shoots out the little barbs that stick
really
to you?
That really hurt me.
I think you have to make contact with this particular model.
Gotcha.
This one doesn't fire a distance like police tasers now that fire up to 30 feet away.
You know, for my money, that's better than pepper spray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen a...
Have you seen...
A recent Cops, a taser episode, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. You're right that I saw one where... The range now is, it had to be like maybe 10 yards away where the guy actually...
They shoot the little barbs into the guy?
The guy actually stopped for a second, got like in a three-point stance, aimed his, put his hand against his arm, boom, and you see these things, like, you remember those little parachute guys you had when you were a kid?
Right.
You throw them off the top of it. It looked like two of those going into the guy's back, slow motion style.
And they really lodge in there, and then they can juice him again and again and again.
Right. And the thing is, the guy gets caught. Like someone's got a rope around his neck.
Right.
They start doing this. And you're right. As soon as they move away, they just turn up the volume a little bit.
They can hit them again and again and again.
We have made so much progress with tasers. Really, we have. We should be proud of that.
Yeah, if only the taser price could come down like the food.
It it incapacitates a person for up to 30 seconds, as I understand it.
Have you ever saw a person tasered at my feet one night?
Very cool. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Hank's Look Around
You're
Cafe.
A lucky, lucky man.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. The civilian taser hit the market last month, and it's selling like Saturday night specials. What could possibly go wrong? Well, quoting the head of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Washington, there's a whole array of things that can happen, and
most
of them are very bad.
I really think that'd be a good one-name DJ name.
What's that?
Taser.
Taser.
Taser, yeah.
How you doing? To be the heavy metal station.
99. Taser with you.
Taser.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, 97 Rock, it's Taser, and here's your mandatory Metallica.
Taser joining you for the electric lunch.
It's the Taze. Taze of our lives.
Taser, that'd be a good name. And a good name for a shock jock.
Taser laser. It's a laser taser.
Taser.
We mentioned PETA earlier. It has now set its sights on Karl Rove, who plans to go dove hunting over the Labor Day holiday.
Nothing they can do will possibly stop me from hunting my little birds.
PETA says it objects to killing, and I quote, little birds who are the world's symbols of peace.
The symbols of peace will be floating out of the sky as I hit them with my buckshot.
Shooting doves.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Kansas City say a woman's fall from a fourth floor balcony was not suicide or an accident. They say Stan Reimer now admits to throwing his 47-year-old wife off the balcony.
That really hurt me.
He says she had a brain disease that made her unable to walk to the balcony by herself. He says the medical bills...
That bitch!
Says the medical bills were bankrupting
That bitch!
Paranoid much?
That bitch!
The Bush
stupid dick!
The Bush administration's approved a new plan to give law enforcement officials access to something that up till now was reserved for our most secret squirrel spy agencies.
What's that, Buzz?
Specifically, it gives all of law enforcement access to our spy satellites and everything they're capable of seeing, right down to reading license plates in high def. The feds even have satellites and aircraft sensors that can see through not only clouds, but buildings as well.
Oh, when you lay down a few minutes with that.
Homeland Security will make it so this fall. The goal, of course, is to prevent homegrown terrorism, but over time, who knows what else.
So can those satellites, like, see people naked?
If they can see through buildings, I would expect they could.
Wow. You know, I don't know. It sounds to me an awful lot like that Will Smith movie, Enemy of the State, where there was all that technology, which is just bogus. I mean, besides, if someone can see through my walls, I mean, I'd be in jail today. For my degenerate behavior.
Here's your proof.
If they could see through my walls, I might not be shaking as many hands as I normally do during the week.
No one would want to.
Mm-hmm.
There are upsides, of course, to all this surveillance. For example, the new hassle with getting a passport, it's helped collect nearly $23 million from deadbeat dads and moms who are not up to date with their child support payments. And that's just from last year, that $23 million. In the case of one dad, the U.S. wouldn't let him back into the country until he'd paid over $300,000 in
outstanding.
You don't understand. I've got to get back into the country.
Barry, I want some ice.
Please.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
That is very funny.
To one person.
Maybe two.
Finally, news from around the world. In 1878, some cannibals in Fiji did what cannibals do. They ate some Methodist missionaries.
Oh, they're fine.
Four, to be exact.
Fine young.
Yum.
Fine young cannibals.
That's right. They were.
She drives me crazy.
But now, descendants of the cannibals have apologized. This week, they've apologized, and their apology was accepted.
We're very sorry.
And in one city in Russia, they've declared a new holiday. Everybody in Ulyanovsk gets...
Rob Spiewak writes.
Yes.
Missionary positions now open.
Touche.
That's right.
Thank you, E.
In one city in Russia, they've declared a new holiday. Everybody in Ulyanovsk gets the day off to get off. It's a sex holiday for making babies.
And then I sat and really worked it.
It's all about making babies because Russia has a population problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
До свидания.
Its birth rate is low, its death rate is high, and its population has been shrinking for 15 years.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
So on September 12th in Russia, it is Conception Day. Somebody call Hallmark.
Wow.
There's no pulling out now. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Just a quick question for you, Buzz.
Yes.
How much is round trip airfare to Russia?
Worth it at any price, Don.
Absolutely.
If I can dream, I will say to you now, good day to you, sir.
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 And you had.
I wonder if you are lonesome tonight.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it.
Can I tell you one thing that Elvis really likes?
What's that, man?
Peter North movies.
So does Judy Spreckles.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.